most important play of your life, your enshrinement in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
To be a Raider means to be on one of the best football teams in NFL history, one of the greatest franchises in NFL history. My name is Mike Haynes. I'm defensive back, and I played on the Raiders from 1983 through 1989.
To win, you have to have commitment from the very top. I finally understood that, knew what that was all about. In 1983, after I was traded to the Los Angeles Raiders.
I became a Raider in a trade. I started my career with the New England Patriots, and I received a phone call from Al Davis asking if I would be interested in playing with the Raiders. And I said, absolutely. The Raiders were in Los Angeles, where I'm from. I grew up in L.A. All the people involved in the entire organization were focused on winning.
This is it, gang. This is it.
Didn't care if people came to watch us play. You know, we weren't going to do marketing things to get people to come watch us play. The philosophy was, if you win, they will come. So just win.
One of the most underrated cornerbacks and pure football players in the history of pro football, the great technician Mike Haynes, who Al Davis traded for late in the 1983 season, played the final five games, then with Jim Plunkett and the boys got hot in the postseason and won the Raiders a Super Bowl. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by a teammate of Mike Haynes. You did not play with him when he was drafted in New England, but did play with him when he was a Raider.
Absolutely. He was one of the picks that they got from me when I went to San Francisco, but it was certainly a pleasure and a joy to play with Mike Haynes. What a great defensive back he was. Long, lean, long arms, can envelop those defenders. And I still remember Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes in that Super Bowl. Those receivers didn't have a chance in that particular game. I know he played well before we got there, but that game, they just smothered both those receivers.
And Mike Haynes had a Super Bowl interception of Joe Theismann in Super Bowl 18. He made 9 Pro Bowls. Only one player in the history of pro football cornerback has made to more Pro Bowls, and that is the current Denver corner champ, Bailey. So a terrific player who was the 5th overall pick in the draft of the Patriots back in 1976. And this year, Jim, we're going to see the number 3 overall pick in the draft, Trent Richardson, the rookie out of Alabama. The Cleveland Browns curiously wanted him so badly they traded up from 4, merely one spot to number 3 to make sure they got him. But coming out of the draft, people thought this is the best running back prospect since Adrian Peterson.
He's certainly impressive to say the least. A big, strong running back, breaks tackles, runs between the tackles, extremely effectively. He's their leading rusher. Just doing a great job. He was banged up to start the season, but he's certainly come on very strong as of late.
He is a complete back. He can run inside. He can run outside. He is strong. He is powerful. He has balance. He blocks well, and he also has good hands. He has caught 41 footballs out of the backfield, Jim, as they have an all-rookie round one offensive backfield. Brandon Whedon, who played minor league baseball with both the Yankees and the Dodgers. At age 28, he was a first-round draft pick, and now at age 29, he is a rookie starter. And he started slowly this year, but he's playing better football as the season's gone on.
He certainly has. He's protecting the ball better. He's got 13 interceptions, only 12 TDs, but as of late, he's been doing a much better job of protecting that football. He's learning the game. It's a faster-paced game than he's used to in college, but, you know, he's a mature individual. I think he caught on with the system very quickly, and he's doing a much better job as the season has gone on.
They are certainly being very conservative on offense with the rookie quarterback and trying to run the rookie running back, but over on defense, Jim, that is the strength of this football team. A couple of weeks ago against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, they sacked Tony Romo 7 times. And last Sunday in beating Pittsburgh, they forced 8 turnovers. Finally beat their hated rivals 20-14 last week. This defense is very tough.
It certainly is. There's no question about it. So number one, you got to protect Carson Palmer. You got to get a little bit of a running game going to help that out. Protect that football. Establish that running game. Use the play action. Keep out of long situations as much as possible.
Cleveland is excelling on defense and on special teams. They have Joshua Cribbs, who runs back both their kickoffs and their punts. He is a premier kick returner and a big threat. And they have one of the great place kickers in football. Phil Dawson actually began his career as a Raider very briefly, Jim. He has a streak of 27 consecutive field goals made. So the matchup on Sunday, I think, is the two best kickers, maybe in pro football, certainly in the AFC. Phil Dawson for Cleveland and Sebastian Janikowski, who has missed just one field goal all year, and that was a 64-yarder. He is having maybe his best year ever in the NFL, and he was pretty good last year.
Yeah, so he certainly was, and he certainly is going to be continue to be that kind of kicker. But, you know, this game may come down to a field goal, an extra point, what have you. Both these teams are struggling. They both only have 3 wins. So, you know, that kicking game is going to be very important as the game comes to an end.
Without question. They think that Phil Dawson's a Pro Bowler in Cleveland. Of course, the Raiders think that Sebastian Janikowski is here in Oakland. He went last year. Get online at Raiders.com, NFL.com, and vote for your favorite Raider to go to Honolulu and the Pro Bowl. And certainly, Sebastian Janikowski is richly deserving. Next week on the Silver and Black Show, we're going to talk to a guy who went to 9 Pro Bowls and a guy who went to 6, Willie Brown, one of the greatest cornerbacks in the history of pro football, the father of the bump and run, and the great Fred Biletnikoff. It'll be a special Hall of Fame edition of the Silver and Black Show as we celebrate the 50-year anniversary of Canton opening their doors to the greatest football players of all time. So next week, Willie Brown and Fred Biletnikoff on the Silver and Black Show. For Jim Plunkett, for his Stanford brethren, Jeremy Stewart, and for head coach Dennis Allen, I'm Greg Papa. Enjoy this Sunday, the Raiders at home taking on the Cleveland Browns.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.